Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone.
Restrictions apply.
I'm Tyrese Maxey, and you're listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network, presented by Stern & Cohen Law.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Suffering an injury at work can cause physical pain, but also great uncertainty about your rights. You need to retain a workers' compensation law firm that is a winner like our Sixers. A firm that gets some of the best settlements, but is also willing to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company. No settling on the cheap. This is Philly. We have grit and fight in us. Call the workers' compensation law firm of Stern & Cohen, or visit their site sterncohenlaw.com. The consultation is free. Stern and Cohen are the official partners of the 76ers. They'll go ring the insurance company's bell. Joined by 76ers assistant coach Brian Gates. And coach, just starting off the top, in your collaboration with head coach Nick Nurse, who you have a history with in coaching that we'll get into, what do your day-to-day responsibilities look like with this Sixers staff?
I think a lot of it has to do with the preparation game by game. The practice planning and probably, you know, obviously the defensive side of the ball.
You and Coach go back to the Oklahoma Storm of the old U.S. Basketball League, USBL days. And the theme kind of, especially with him and you, has been creativity. And you talk about figuring out ways to create more turnovers and things like just conversations of you two going back and forth. Yeah. What memories do you have from back in the day, earlier in your career, of those moments with Coach Nurse, of always trying to find that edge?
I think a big part that gets misconstrued from all this is you know, the ability to like keep pushing our guys. Like, I think the one thing that we had in Oklahoma is like we were on our guys all the time. Like, there was never a let up. We had, you know, we had some pretty good success, and I think it was just the drive of getting better every day, like playing harder. You know, a big part is, you know, we were offensive rebounding when offensive rebounding wasn't cool. I think was the, you know, everybody was like, well, you know, there's an easy conversation. Well, if you send guys, then who's going to get back? Well, okay. Well, you can do both. You know, I think the creativity for especially him is like, he always thinks you can do both. You know, if there's a basketball discussion, it's like, okay, you know, you can do both. You can have good transition defense and you can offensive rebound. You can shoot threes and attack the paint. You can play, you know, inside out and outside in. You can not gamble but create 17 turnovers a game. Like, there's nothing we gamble. Like, we don't gamble on anything. Like, I don't. But we have certain things that we hang our hats on, switch to disrupt, creates turnovers because we're aggressive on the ball, but we're not gambling. And I think that's probably where the biggest creativity of it is not selling out on something, but being able to do both.
You shared with him commercial flight days of Selena, Kansas to Brooklyn for back-to-back and stuff like that. And
How does it feel now to be reunited at the highest level, the NBA?
Well, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's you know, I kind of said this before. You know, I learned a lot. You know, when I was in Sacramento and I was Dave Yeager's assistant. And Yeager and I have been friends for a long time, and there's drawn that line of still being a buddy, you know, because you're so close. You've been through, you know, this whole journey of our careers together, but then you also work for each other. And, you know, I'm pretty reserved on that side. And you know, Coach Nurse will go, B. Gates, I remember this. And I'm like, we're B. Gates and Double N right now. You know, I've called him Double N for 20 years. But, it's been great. It's you know, we're both very fortunate to have an occupation that we love, and then you get to create some people around you that I think, you know, people always talk about, like, well, you have your friends with you, you do this and this, but it's like, if you're really going to go through it, you're going to really go through a grind, or you're really going to have some valleys, not only peaks, but you're really going to have the hard times. Like, who would you rather go through it? You want to go through it with somebody you've known and trusted and beloved. So, like, I think that's the easiest part for him and I to do it, because it's, you know, I think we both still challenge each other on both ends. And it's, you know, like, we have, you know, just in basketball, like, we can't do this right, so we got to adjust to do this. Well, we're going to give up this. We ready for that? I mean, we have that conversation a lot. And you know, him giving me the autonomy to be able to say, hey, man, listen, we're going to give up this. And by the way, we don't give this up. And him accepting, you know, him trusting what I'm saying is a big part of it. But obviously that trust didn't come yesterday or didn't come this year. So I think that's a big part of it.
Matt Murphy with 76ers assistant coach Brian Gates here on Sixers in 60. 15 years in the NBA for you. You've been around a lot of great players. This is a veteran 76ers group. Mm-hmm. But what stands out to you about a player like Tyrese Maxey, who's in his fourth year?
Tyrese is, I hope he's not listening to this. Tyrese is, like, if Tyrese was a stock, I'd throw everything I had in it. I'd buy every TM0, whatever his code name, whatever his symbol would be, I'd buy every, and half of it has to do with him on the court. You know, the personality that he has, the joy. I mean, I was actually talking to Joel about this today. Like, basketball, you still got to make it fun. Obviously today was a hard day, but it's still fun. Tyrese is out there running around, it's still laughing and joking because he still enjoys the game. I mean, that's the biggest part of it, and he will absolutely do anything you ask him to do. And it's, you know, I think, like, in game three or something, I was like, Tyrese, guard him. He's like, Tyrese, just guard him. I was like, trust. He's like, B-Gates, I trust you. And I think that's a big part of it. I don't know, man. He's unreal. Being in the West my whole career and just seeing him twice a year, he's unreal. Like, you know, if I was a 76ers fan, I could not be more excited about the future of Tyrese Maxey in Philadelphia. Like, it's unreal.
You guys lead in steals, deflections. You're up there.
Are we up in steals now?
Yeah, you're almost a full steal ahead of anybody else, 9.1 really? Currently here in, mid-January almost?
After we created 23 turnovers against Utah, we're number one. Yeah.
NBA offense versus defense right now. It was a discussion before the Knicks game that was asked to Coach Nurse and Coach Thibodeau. Offenses are playing faster, scoring a ton of points. Yeah. What are some of the biggest challenges?
The biggest challenges, I think, is guarding the guy in front of you. I might make this answer too long, but, like, with all the switching going on in the NBA, you're never going to... If you try to keep your same matchups, you're going to be crossing all over the floor and running around, and you really create some problems. We actually struggled with that against Utah the other night. Like, we were trying to cross match, like, keeping our matchups, and you can't do that. The game's too fast to worry about who you're guarding. It's the guy you're guarding is the dude in front of you. And then now you got to support, because, you know, the hand checking is you got to be able to declare the ball, take a hit, a legal hit, like a legal thrust defensively in the first 5 seconds of the shot clock. So your support, you know, your help, whatever you want to call it, everybody's got nine different terminologies, help, we call it eagles. So your eagles can get in place. I mean, that's the biggest part is that initial thrust. And then, you know, how physical can you be? You know, can you push the legal limit with your physicality on the ball. I think that's the biggest two things.
Utah actually pulled out a box and one against Tyrese Maxey, but when you were watching,
we box and one Clarkson too. By the way, it was only like 2 or 3 possessions, but we still did it work.
Speaking of the box and one, this was a few years ago at this point, but because you know Nick, when he pulled out the box and one in the 2019 finals against Steph Curry and the Warriors, what went through your mind?
I'm a good idea. I mean, I guess I'm going to go back to your other question. Like, when they asked Coach Nurse and Tibbs, like, the game's never going to be 0-0. Like, it's just not. And it's like, what shots can you allow and still contest is the biggest part. And then if you can get your defense to have it tough to get into the paint and, like, by far contest every shot. Like, I think our big problem against Utah, we didn't contest shots. You know, and then in New York the night before, you know, they shot the bejeebers out of it in the first half, and we didn't contest their shots. And it's, like, all about contesting shots. And I think that's the biggest, you know, it's never going to be 0-0. And I think, you know, running defenses for a while now, it's like, well, I'm going to do this. Okay, cool. Like, do that. Everybody's got, you know, everybody has an offensive answer for everything. Cool. Do that. We're going to let you do that. But guess what? We're not going to let you do this. And I think that's the biggest part of it. You know, you got to tell your guys and put them in situations where you're going to give up this, this, and this. I mean, we had a game earlier this year, as aggressive as we are, we just said, hey, man, we're going to go under. And the guys looked at us like we were crazy. We're like, what? We're going to go under? Yeah, we're going to go under. And we won the game. And so I think that's, you know, I think the ability to adjust. And again, man, like, it's not going to be 0-0. So,
winding down with a little bit more about you and your journey. Yeah. You're from Anchorage, Alaska. Yeah. You were a ball boy at the Great Alaska Shootout growing up, famous college basketball tournament on Thanksgiving weekend. You've spoken about how you've wanted to be an NBA coach for a long time, 11 years in the minor leagues, 15 years now in the NBA. How do you best reflect on the journey to this point?
Oh, it's like, it's more the relationships, I guess. We just hired a new special tissue, like a massage person, I guess.
Okay.
She said she lived in Austin for 35 years. So when I hear that, I think of, you know, I coached in Austin for a year. I made it 36 hours as a single guy and met some girl at the back end of a bar and ended up marrying her. So, you know, at 32 years old, I moved to Austin single thinking this is the greatest thing in the world. but the relationships, obviously being back with Nick, you know, the Tyrese, like, even just, you know, the relationship building with Tyrese. But yeah, I mean, you look back at it and, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's very enjoyable. I think it sounds like a real old man statement, but it's, I always knew what I wanted to do, and I kind of had a dream, and I had to work really, really hard, and I had to sacrifice a lot to get there. And for me, it's the best thing I can teach my kids. I got 3 kids that want to tackle the world. One wants to be a YouTube star, and I can't say no to him. I mean, I'm a hypocrite if I do. You know, I told my dad I wanted to be an NBA coach, and he got really mad. But you know, how can I step in the way of my kids? You know, all I want to do is put them in the best situation to do it. So probably that's the biggest part, is, you know, listen, you know, setting an example for them. And it, you know, it hasn't been the easiest for them. I think they're in their 5th move in their 12-year life.
Triplets, so, right?
Yeah. We have 3 12-year-olds, and, you know, they like New Jersey. They like Voorhees a little bit. They're getting there, but they sure miss their friends in Arizona, and they really, really miss their friends in Minnesota. So I think that's probably the biggest part of the journey, is showing them, like, you know, reach for the stars, man. They're up there. You can grab them.
Coach Gates, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Really enjoyed that conversation with 76ers assistant coach Brian Gates. Welcome back to Sixers in 60. Matt Murphy along with NBA veteran Nick Stauskas. And Brian Gates as a coach is a bit of an NBA veteran at this point. 15 years in the league after an extensive minor league background, in which he crossed paths with Nick Nurse and coached together in the USBL, as you heard at the top of that. But Nick, his first assistant coaching position was in 2009 with Sacramento, and then he went back to Sacramento. So I asked you if you missed each other, and you did in Sacramento, but it's not that you've never been around him before.
Yeah, he was the assistant coach for the Canadian national team in 2015, which I played on. We went to the FIBA Americas in Mexico City, so I got to play under BG for a while. Love him, great dude. Great coach. Obviously, like you said, he's
loud coach.
Loves,
he's like the loudest coach in the gym.
He loves to talk some defense, I'll tell you that much. What I didn't know is I didn't know he had triplets. My goodness, that was like the one takeaway I had from that interview. 3 12-year-olds.
Oh, thanks. No,
that's pretty wild and also very special for him. So congratulations to him. And I've never got a chance to meet his beautiful family, but hopefully one day I do.
We are going to talk about the upcoming schedule because I know you have some extensive scouting reports. You put in the work about some of the Sixers' upcoming opponents, so we will be sure to get into that. One thing about him having triplets is that they were born towards the start of his NBA journey. He's been in Phoenix most recently before Philadelphia, Minnesota. He mentioned his kids loved and had strong friendships, but also New Orleans. So they were in the playoffs when the triplets were born, playing the Lakers. So it really, really interesting and journey for Coach Gates, and he seems to be fitting in really well with this new Sixers staff at this point in the season, working with his friend Nick Nurse, the Sixers head coach. Atlanta is a team that the Sixers have seen before. When we talked in the first segment with Tyrone Johnson about the high scoring in the NBA, part of the reason for that is because Atlanta is third highest in points per game, 122 plus. And then it will be Sacramento, Houston, and Denver. They have the most familiarity with the Atlanta Hawks, who they've already beaten two times this year.
Mm-hmm. Last time, I believe Trey Young was out. So obviously different look with him in the game. Obviously a large part of their offense runs through Trey. But the one thing that stood out to me about their meeting, I believe was that in December last time they played, it was the offensive rebounding. I think 23 offensive rebounds that they gave up. And the big one is Capella. You got to keep him off the glass, especially tomorrow if Joel Embiid is, in fact, not playing.
Yes, the latest injury report. So Sixers in 60 here is live 6-7, unless it bumps a little back for an extended Sixers pregame show before a game, which is the case a couple times coming up. But typically 6-7 p.m. Eastern, live on 97.5 The Fanatic. So in saying that, the injury reports the the night before a Wednesday game kind of come out in real time, and Joel Embiid has confirmed to be out of the game here against the Atlanta Hawks due to the left knee swelling. Same listing for Robert Covington, and Melton is questionable after missing the last three with a back injury.
Well, even more so, as you know, as a lot of coaches say, it's called gang rebound. Everyone's got to get in there tomorrow, and all five people got to put some bodies on the glass, because the Atlanta Hawks, they're number one in the league in offensive rebounding. And like I said, especially Capella, I think last time he had five offensive rebounds against his team. Keep him off the glass. Keep Trae Young in check. You should be all right.
By the way, Capella is questionable on the 6:30 p.m. Eastern injury report with right Achilles soreness. I mean,
this is the beauty of technology. We're just getting these reports live on air. This is phenomenal.
So we will have much more with our coverage of that game tomorrow leading up to tip-off, when guys are officially, you know, Capella will have an official designation when the Sixers radio network takes off right before tip-off with Tom McGinnis. But Tobias Harris is not on the injury report for the Sixers after missing the last game with an ankle injury. And that's notable because he had one of his best games of the season in this Hawks series. He had a 29-point, 10-rebound game in the first meeting in mid-November. It was a comeback win at halftime in the December game that you talked about, and beat a monster stat line in that one. But a big game for DeAndre Hunter, a Philadelphia native who is now out for the Hawks and has been out for about 3 weeks. So after Atlanta, they will play a primetime showdown in Philadelphia against the Sacramento Kings, your former team, the team that drafted you, Nick Stauskas, and a team that surprised in the West last year, had a really great season. Right now, as we speak on January 9th, the Kings are 21-14, fifth in the West, while the Sixers are at that 23-12 mark.
Yep, and some interesting news about the trade talk. I don't know if you've heard about, you know, the Harrison Barnes, Pascal Siakam potential trade that's been going around.
I saw some reporting on that, and it was that Harrison Barnes was the centerpiece of a Pascal Siakam trade. This is what you get, speculation season, when you're like a month out from the trade deadline.
This is what we're here to do. We're here to speculate. Why not? Obviously, I think that would improve their team. Pascal Siakam is a phenomenal player, but as is, they're a tough team. You know, they've improved a lot the last couple of years. Obviously, they got one of the better duos in the NBA with De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis. And actually, you know, you look at a guy like De'Aaron Fox, you see a lot of similarities to Tyrese Maxey, in my opinion. You know, very similar in the way they play. It's a team that likes to shoot a lot of threes. They're third in the NBA in three-point attempts. They're third in makes. Obviously, a lot of that is, you know, coming from De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, you know, driving and kicking, getting in the paint and kicking out. And, you know, that team has a lot of shooters. They got, you know, Barnes shooting over 40%. They got Malik Monk, Trey Lyles, all shooting over 40. And then they got Herter and Murray also, who are below 40 right now, but both very capable shooters. So that's something to be aware of when you're playing the Kings.
They had an odd game most recently on Sunday, a 33-point loss to the Pelicans, in which De'Aaron Fox, who averages 28, only had 3 points on 1 of 10 shooting. So, like, literally one of the worst games of his career, but it won't be so fresh by the time the Sixers meet him, but he's had a phenomenal season otherwise. So that, like Brunson and Maxey going at it on the recent schedule, the upcoming schedule with Fox and Maxey will be one that you can't miss.
Two of the best young guards in the NBA, and like I said, they have a similar skill set in which they're both crazy fast, crazy athletic, and then they've been able to combine that with the fundamentals and skills. You know, they're both shooting it well from three. They can both attack the rim. You know, they're both good at, you know, finding their teammates and making them better. So two of the more exciting guards to watch, and it should be a fun matchup.
So we're talking about the Kings being fifth in the West. The Sixers are third in the East. They are third in defense, fifth in offense right now, the Philadelphia 76ers. Maxey continues to crack the top 15 for scoring at 25.9 points per game, while Embiid continues his lead at 34.6. He's almost at 12 rebounds, and he's averaging 6 assists when his career average is 3.6. So hopefully Embiid can rejoin the group as soon as possible for the Sixers. Talked about steals with Brian Gates in that interview, and if anyone missed it, check out the 76ers Insiders podcast. 9.1 a game, number one in the NBA, leading in deflection, 16.5 to help boost that 110.7 defensive rating, which is third in the NBA. We're going to get to the Denver Nuggets, a little comprehensive Nuggets preview. They are coming off the championship. Anytime Embiid and Jokic are lining up against each other, it's always must see. So that's coming up. And by the way, Tyrese Maxey with that scoring average is ahead of Nikola Jokic right now in scoring, which stood out to me. It was a little bit eye-opening. But before we do that,
are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's a back-to-back with Denver. So Houston comes in for a day game on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and it will be the second meeting against the Houston Rockets. It was the only fourth-quarter comeback win the Sixers have had this year, and it was the Maxey game with 42, somehow with only 2 3-pointers.
He was stellar that night and did a little bit of everything, but he could not be stopped getting to the rim. He was getting in the paint at will. And we talked about his finishing ability after that game, but his ability to finish through contact with either hand was something that caught me off guard, and clearly something that he's worked on over the years. But I think they should be able to handle business with Houston. Offensively, Houston's a team that doesn't do anything spectacular. They are a solid defensive team. I'm not sure exactly where they rank on the defensive end, but I know they do have... they're number one in opponent three-point field goal percentage.
They were fourth in defense when the Sixers, oh, by the way, without Embiid, beat them in that game,
right,
which wasn't that long ago against Houston, the December 29th game, 131-127. The Sixers trailed 97-90 after three quarters, and without Embiid, Maxey had 42. So, I mean, hopefully by the time the Houston and Denver games do roll around, that Joel Embiid is back, but... It could offer some insight into what the games directly coming up on the schedule might be like without Embiid, at least ruled out for the Atlanta game.
Exactly. And again, it's tough game to game making those adjustments on the fly, obviously, because when Joel is playing, he's such a focal part of what the team's going to do. So, you know, on games where he's not playing, things are going to look drastically different. But clearly this team has showed that without him, they are able to still win games. But obviously you want to see him out there as much as possible.
So Houston is on Monday, which is the 15th of January. That's a 1 p.m. game in Philadelphia. Then Tuesday night is the showdown with the Denver Nuggets. So with Nick Stauskas here, former NBA vet, I'm Matt Murphy. Our producer is Silvana Kelleher tonight on Sixers in 60. When you looked at the Denver Nuggets, what stood out to you?
Well, we're talking about Stats with Stauskas here.
Oh, yeah. Is this? Okay, so Stats with Stauskas made its debut last Tuesday, and you gave some really good isolation numbers about Maxey and Embiid. Mm-hmm. Is this Scouts with Stauskas?
Scouting with Stauskas. Scouting Stats with Stauskas. I don't know. We're going to have to come up. It's a tongue twister.
This is a variation, or it's a spin-off of Stats with Stauskas, which is soon to return. Or you can work some stats into your scouts. So it's both.
The one thing that stood out to me about Denver, so they're 29th in pace, which means obviously they're playing at their own pace. They're not really trying to get up and down the floor super quick. But they turned the ball over less than any other team. They're fourth in the NBA in field goal percentage, and they're second in the NBA in assists. So what does that tell me? That's a team that values the ball. They value the possession, and they're going to do what they're going to do.
Deliberate.
They're deliberate. They have their guys. They have their offense. They have their system, and they're sticking to that no matter what the defense throws at them. And obviously at the head of all of that is Jokic, who, you know, two-time MVP and reigning champion, you know, and we talked about it last week about Jamal Murray and Jokic, as of right now, maybe having that title as the best duo in the NBA, maybe Maxi.
You put Maxi and Embiid ahead of them, but you said not until they win the championship.
I said
that came like way after you said it.
I said I would like to make the argument that Maxi and Embiid right now are the best duo, but when you still wear the crown, when you are the reigning champion, I feel like until someone dethrones you, you continue to wear that crown. So regardless, you know, I think it's going to be a great matchup. But I think what makes Denver so special, and my last year of professional basketball, I started that season with the Denver Nuggets. So I was there, you know, through training camp and, you know, the whole September of like just playing open gym with those guys. And what stood out to me is how much those coaches preach about, you know, constant player movement, finishing your cuts, cutting hard. And that's something that a lot of coaches preach. Hey, you gotta finish your cut. You gotta cut hard. And most guys on most teams aren't motivated to do those things because you don't want to be wasting all this energy making these hard cuts and then you don't get the ball. The thing with Denver is if you cut, you will be rewarded one way or another. That's how special Jokic is with passing the ball and leading that offense. And those guys have learned that if you are constantly moving and making yourself available, you will have open threes, open layups, open dunks. And so, you know, those guys, a lot of time it doesn't even really look like they're running much of an offense. They're free flowing, but there's that movement. And Jokic and, you know, especially Murray as well, they've done such a good job of developing that chemistry, knowing when and where those cuts will come from. And again, it's something as a player, you love to be in that system on offense, but guarding it obviously presents a lot of problems because you can't ball watch against a guy like Jokic. You can't lose sight of your man when he's standing in the corner because they will be cutting backdoor on you. So that's something the Sixers need to be aware of.
So that Denver matchup, as we wrap up, is the 16th, and it's the second night of a back-to-back, but it's a day game against Houston on Martin Luther King Jr. Day at 1 p.m. in Philadelphia against the Rockets, who are still top five for defensive rating, while the Sixers are third and fifth on the other side of the ball. The Sixers on offense, the Nuggets are 26-12 right now, third in the West, like the Sixers in the East. They're 8-2 in their last 10. And they beat Detroit on Sunday, in which Nikola Jokic had really weird stat line in three quarters. 4 points, only went 2 of 3 shooting, 7 rebounds, 16 assists, and 5 blocks.
He's unbelievable.
He averages 26 points. He only had 4. I guess he felt like he didn't need to shoot that much against the Pistons.
He decided that tonight I'm going to impact the game without actually scoring the basketball, which is, it's
Jamal Murray had 37.
Yeah. Well, it helps when you got really good players around you that can pick up the slack. But again, Jokic is truly a guy that has, you know, he's mastered the game of basketball where, yes, he can score at a very high level, but he can also affect the game in numerous other ways. And his passing is one that obviously everyone speaks about because, you know, it's fun to watch as a fan of basketball. It's fun to see how he's able to find guys and thread the needle with certain different looks. So I can tell you firsthand, I have never had so much fun playing pickup basketball as I did with Jokic. And, you know, it was a shooter's dream, I'll tell you that much.
Well, the Sixers still have the MVP, the reigning MVP in Joel Embiid. So we look forward to that showdown. We missed Lauren Rosen this week, but Nick Stauskas, thank you as always. It's always a lot of fun.
Appreciate it.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.